after the fact being established that Klal Yisrael was chosen and the nations of the world chose not to be a part of Klal Yisrael, their remaining existence is on a very low level. They do have a part in the perfection that a person can attain. And for that purpose, Hashem gave them the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. They have a neshama, just as Klal Yisrael have neshamas, although on a much lower level. And through doing mitzvahs, they can attain a level of greatness. In the world to come, which will be after this world has reached its perfection and purpose, which we have discussed at length in previous chapters, there won't be any place for the nations of the world. However, those individuals who are righteous, the tzaddikim amongst the nations, known as the chassidei umisaylam, will have a place in the world to come as assistants and supporters of Klal Yisrael, and through this position they will merit the goodness and the closeness of Hashem of that time. The Ramchal compares their existence at that point as a support of Klal Yisrael in a very interesting way. It's a spiritual comparison to clothing, which I don't understand, but what I think it means, it intends to give us an idea of the nature of the relationship which we will have with the nations at that point, which is we will be, in a way, very close. And they will support us in everything that we do and benefit directly with us. But the actions will be our actions at that point. When Hashem divided the world into the 70 nations, Hashem appointed a malach, or a lord, over each nation. Each angel is assigned one nation, and they see to their nation's needs. They guide their nation so that they can accomplish their mission in the world. And Hashem isn't mashgiach on them in an individual fashion. Rather, it's what is referred to as hashgacha klalis. Their own malach is mashgiach bepratis, while Hashem is mashgiach klalis. Now, this doesn't mean that Hashem lacks any knowledge, chas v'shalom. It refers to the way Hashem decides what happens to them. And this has been touched on by Ramchal earlier, and Amir Hashem, he will continue to discuss it in the coming chapters. Klal Yisrael, however, is guided solely by Hashem. As the pasuk says, Rak eschem yodati, mikol mishpachos ha'adama, only you do I know of the nations of the world. Hashem bound the whole world and its perfection, its tikkun, and he tied his own presence, so to speak, to the acts of Klal Yisrael. If we perform mitzvahs, Hashem reveals himself, and there is gilui or and aliyah. And if they sin, then Hashem hides himself, and there's Hester, and the darkness that comes with that. The nations of the world can't change anything about the world with their actions or deeds. They do, however, determine their own fate based on their actions, and they can also determine the path that their nation will take, because their actions grant their angel more power or diminish it. That's the end of the fourth chapter here. These concepts are not easy to understand, and will be developed more, Emirat Hashem, in the coming Prakim when we come back to Derech Hashem. However, next week we will begin learning the Ramchal's approach to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur Davening, which is an amazing small kuntres. It's a little essay, so to speak, known as Maimar HaChachma, which Emirat Hashem hope to begin next week and be able to learn it through Rosh Hashanah and approaching Yom Kippur. Have a wonderful Shabbos.